This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Attention, the cut of my ear. What the hell happened here? Option 9, cheer for cheer. What the hell happened here? I'm sure it's not meant to switch through. What the hell happened here? I said, what the hell happened here? I said, what the hell happened here?
Oh, really? What the hell, dude?
The same just for the band. Pretty eye.
Oh, I was right.
You were.
What's the next line?
Pirate's mine. She married a music man.
Ballerina.
You must have seen her dancing in the sand. What?
This has been recording.
Whatever.
What up, everybody? It's WTH3.
We back.
What up, everybody? It's WTH3.
What the hell happened here?
Yeah. All right. We're back, everybody. It's late at night, but we going to boogie, bitch. We going bitch. I'm so fucking tired and delirious. My dog is doing the namaste pose, everybody. Shout out to them yogis out there, my yogi pierogi. All right, everybody. We're back with your favorite short little guy in the middle of your beautiful work week. WTH3 is back, ladies and gentlemen. WTH3 is back.
What the hell happened here?
What the hell happened here? It's like Krusty Krab.
So we
pizza.
It's the pizza, yeah, for you and me.
We should have a contest of who can sing WTH3 the best.
I'm with it. We should be at another giveaway. Hi,
yeah,
Beanie.
Let's do it.
Do you want to record? Say hi to the people. What do you have to say?
Wait, yeah, ready?
Yay. The doggies say hi.
That's her song for the day.
It's her favorite song.
Okay, so everybody, we are going to get into a WTH3. Now, let's talk about it. If you haven't rate, reviewed, subscribed, and entered our contest, you are missing out. Free pair of studio headphones. Rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend, tag a friend. You'll be entered, baby. You'll be entered. Now, raise your hand if you ever thought we would get through this list without Florida making the cut. Crickets, right?
Not a soul.
Crickets. In another rendition of WTF Florida, in Lake County, Florida, a homeless woman was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct after allegedly, quote, dancing in a vulgar manner, quote, in front of a school bus full of children. We later found out, ladies and gentlemen, this Florida woman was getting her twerk on, baby. She was getting
She was twerking. Now twerk it out.
Now twerk it out.
Yeah.
Left cheek, right cheek, left cheek, right cheek. Break it down.
Get it.
Hit it. Yeah, so hit it. A Lake County deputy spotted Valerie Dixon, 27, bent over at the waist and screaming profanities at a school bus full of children. Can you fucking imagine this?
I mean, I've done those two things.
Is that what you're doing? Do you have to go to the bathroom? Do you have to poopy poop?
Are you a little tired, Lisa?
She was rubbing her ass on the carpet. That normally means, can I go poop?
I saw that, and I know you should take her out.
I'm going to do that. Give me a minute.
Peanut, you want to go outside?
Peanut, come on. Let's go poop. Poop, scoop. Poop, to scoop. Poop, patrol. Why did I get this dog who does not like the thunder? It's been recording this whole time. All right, back to twerking it out. We back. Okay. The children on the school bus were watching as Dixon twerked and allegedly grasped her genital area before the officer stepped in to stop the show. Dixon, who had no previous criminal charges, was charged with disorderly conduct and booked into the Lake County Jail. She was released from jail after posting a $250 bond.
What? That's it? For twerking naked half in front of a school? What the fuck? I've done way worse things than that and probably paid a bigger fine than that, too.
This is not the first public twerking arrest in Florida. Go fucking figure.
That doesn't surprise me.
Last month, internet vlogger Carmel Kitten, there you go, was arrested by an undercover officer while she was trying to record a twerk video at a public bus stop. Back in February, when two Canadian tourists were arrested on charges of being drunk in disorderly possession of marijuana and resisting arrest, the sisters proceeded to twerk at the police station.
Wow.
The women were all fined $250 each in order to do 25 hours of community service upon their return to Canada.
That's impressive.
Right?
Honestly. I'll give them credit for that because, you know, in that situation, what else can you do but dance? You know, you're already in jail. Fucking just bust a move, man.
What else could you do other than dance?
What else are you going to do? You know, you're handcuffed probably. You're in a small room with very little things to do. There's no books. There's no TV.
You don't have Audible.
They don't have Audible. They don't have a podcast like Eye for an Eye to listen to. So what do? You make up a sound in your head. You dance. Yep. There's no music. You just, you know, you just find something you think you like. Play it, man.
And that is the episode of WT3.
What the hell? Wait.
Can you fucking imagine?
Wait. We're going to amend today's episode.
Yeah.
Instead of what the hell happened here, today's episode is called What Twerking Happened Here.
Why, yes, what twerking happened here.
WTH3, mate.
Isn't that incredible? For twerking in public, you get a fucking $250 fine.
I mean, they probably should have fined me at the club last time I was twerking. They should have fined me, so I never did it again. I learned my lesson.
Touche, Matt. All right, you guys. Rate, review, subscribe. Tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your fam. But more importantly, your mom.
Hey, if you can't tell your mom, tell somebody, though. Tell that motherfucker sitting next to you on the bus while you're listening to this. Like, hey, check out this dope podcast I'm listening to. And their miniseries, WTH3.
Guess what happened in Florida today, Mom? People were
Guess dead. What happened in Florida today, weird guy on the bus next to me.
Someone was twerking.
Twerking. If he stands up and starts twerking, you know you've hit peak.
Good conversation piece.
Right.
All right. We love you guys. Thanks for dealing with our delirious asses.
Good night, everybody.
Good day, mate.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.